Investment flash.
Buddy, when the tank makers start pulling their $12 billion IPOs, you know the defense trade is getting a little sweaty.
Wait a second, Tom. It's not just sweaty. It is a full-blown reality check for a sector that has been priced for perfection for 2 years.
Yeah, look, KNDS pulling that listing after investors balked at the valuation is the first real crack we have seen in European defense sentiment.
No way, Gerald. Base systems jumped nearly 3% in the last session because the UK government is fast-tracking their next-gen fighter jet.
Fair enough. But that is a specific catalyst for BAE, whereas the broader aerospace and defense exchange-traded fund is sitting just 3% below its all-time high.
Exactly. There is almost no cushion left there.
100%.
That is the whole story right there.
It's the same story with Google losing that final appeal on the $4 billion EU fine. Plus, they have to hand over $2 billion to Klarna.
$6 billion in regulatory costs? For real? That's basically just a long weekend of ad revenue for them, Marie.
Fair enough, Tom. But the market does not like the cumulative overhang.
No, but that is exactly my point. It's about the narrative, not just the cash.
Honestly, the thing is, Alphabet is still trading at a forward price-to-earnings ratio of nearly 25, so it is not like it's priced for a regulatory apocalypse.
See, this is what I mean about the big tech names. They just absorb these hits and keep grinding.
Wait, hold on, Tom. Let's talk about Meta, because they're the ones doing the hitting right now.
Oh, the cloud move? That was savage.
It was brutal. Meta moves into selling AI compute, and suddenly CoreWeave is down 14%, and Nebius drops 17% in a single session.
Look, I am going to push back here on the idea that these neo-cloud companies are disrupted. They are being erased.
For real, if Meta decides to rent out its infrastructure, why would anyone pay a premium to a startup with a negative 87 price-to-earnings ratio?
Right.
Yeah.
Spot on.
And Meta is sitting there at a 17 forward price-to-earnings ratio, which looks like an absolute steal if this becomes a real revenue stream.
All right, but let's be real. Meta is a social media company that is basically building a cloud business out of spare parts and hubris.
Okay, Gerald. You said the same thing about their pivot to short-form video, and look how that turned out.
Yeah, I'll take that one on the chin.
Look, if we are talking about value, we have to look at Japan.
Oh, Gerald's favorite topic. Here we go.
The thing is, while the global tech trade was wobbling last week, Japanese retail investors were buying the dip in record size.
That is a huge contrarian signal, Gerald. Bloomberg is reporting this as a record amount of local buying.
Wait, really? Domestic investors are that bullish while the rest of the world is freaking out about semiconductors?
Honestly, they are seeing value where others see risk. The Japan Equities Exchange-Traded Fund is at a price-to-earnings ratio of about 19.
See, this is what I mean about the rotation. People are moving out of the crowded defense and niche cloud trades and into these stable, under-owned markets.
I'm still bullish on the big U.S. names, though. Microsoft is down 31% from its 52-week high.
Not so fast, Tom. Did you see the EU just drop those strict climate rules for data centers?
Exactly. That's a massive win for Microsoft and Amazon. Lower compliance costs means more margin for Azure and AWS.
Yeah, look, lobbying works. But let's keep it professional. As always, none of this is investment advice.
Right, but look at the gold call from the journal. $5,000 an ounce by 2027?
$5,000? Analysts revising price targets that far out is basically a free retirement plan for their credibility.
Ugh, that's brutal.
Hey, I like gold as a hedge, especially with oil being so volatile.
Oil is interesting. Americans are heading into the most expensive July 4th on record for gasoline, but the oil exchange-traded fund actually fell 3% last session.
Wait a second. If the price at the pump is at a record, but the commodity is stalling, that tells me the geopolitical risk is already fully priced in.
Right, and if we get any de-escalation in the Middle East, oil could fall off a cliff.
Exactly. It is all about the rotation today. We are seeing a move away from the peak trades like defense and into these bombed out big tech names and Japan.
Honestly, the trade of the day has to be long Meta versus short CoreWeave. It's the ultimate David versus Goliath story, except Goliath has a better price to earnings ratio.
Goliath also has a few billion extra in the bank. I'm with you on that one, Murray.
All right, let's see if the bond market agrees. Yields are still grinding higher, which usually makes everyone a little nervous.
Gerald, your bond doom loop returns. We should probably wrap before you start talking about the inverted curve again.
All right. I'll save the yield curve for the next episode.
Good call. If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check out investmentflash.com for the full digest with all the charts.
Definitely. We've got a big day ahead.
We'll see how these trades settle out.
We are back for tomorrow's London edition at 7:30 a.m. London time.
See you then, buddy.